بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. As we send on the message when it comes to Salat and Salam, that we requested the brothers to recite, to read it before Majlis starts. And here also important point is something which is not part of Sharia, we don't regard it to be compulsory. Although we read it every week, but now and then, even when it comes to the dhikr also, here we learn from our Honorable Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib and Barakatuhu, Mawana says also the dhikr that we make 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, Allah. This also we don't make farz upon ourselves. Now and then, omit it. But this, the way we make the dhikr is as an ilaj. It's a remedy for the sickness of the heart. Like how the doctor prescribes something. So we don't hold fast onto it, that every day I must do it. And sometimes people overdose. Then when they don't do it, then they feel like something calamity is going to happen upon them. That already shows that you regard this to be farz upon you. So what is farz that we have to do? What is wajib we have to do? Sunnahs, yes, we adopt them to the best of our ability. What's mustahab is not farz, not wajib. So we keep it in the correct category also. We don't make it farz upon ourselves. So even the Salat and Salam we recite every Thursday, every Laylatul Jumu'ah, that also is not farz, that wajib, that sunnat. It's commendable, be rewardable also. So sometimes the Satis may feeling strange now, not reading Salat and Salam. From there you already can understand now. Even the dua after salah also is not farz to make in congregation, not wajib also. Therefore somebody doesn't make dua also, we don't look down on him. How many don't make dua after Asr, you just go away? Or after Fajr also? So, if you make dua, permissible. Don't make dua, is permissible. Get up and go away also is permissible. So we understand our Sharia completely. So we don't innovate anything in Sharia. We don't regard something as farz, which is not farz. Or wajib, is not wajib. So many things in Sharia, sometimes it's cultural also. Somebody passes away, then we have 3 days khatam, 40 days khatam. Not farz. Not even sunnah also. To get together and to have Quran khatam, also not farz, not wajib, not sunnah. Commendable. Once in a while, now and then, to regard it now that we have to do it. Or something might happen, what people will say. So we're regarding this as part of Sharia. That becomes a bid'ah, becomes innovation. And in our bi'at also, we ask tawbah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from bid'at, from shirk, kufr. So this bid'ah shouldn't come into our lives, something which is not farz, that we make it farz, that it has to be like this. And if it's not like that, then we have a problem. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So those things that are farz, that we must do it. That we must give it due obligation to it, due importance to it. That is farz, we have to do it. When it comes to our dressing, the beard, a first length, that is wajib. To trim it now, less than a first length, that is impermissible. Women to wear parda, etc., that is farz, that you must give importance to it. But then when we speak about these things, then you say, Mana, don't be so heavy now. The other things you made it very heavy. From Friday to Sunday, the kitchen is closed, farz. Now you say, open the kitchen, no, it's closed. We're not opening kitchen. Order the meals. Now how that became farz is closed. But what is farz, that now we won't do. So what is farz, you have to understand those things we have to do, and Allah Ta'ala made it farz, and Allah Ta'ala knows best why is farz, why we have to do it. Protect the eyes, beard, first length for the women, the parda, the hijab, to conceal themselves, and for the husband and wife to encourage one another also upon the faraiz, wajibat, sunnats. And here very important also, how we find in dunya, we hear commonly look after the pennies, we look after the pounds. That we know very well. Look after the cents, they look after the rands. Sharia is just the same, even more important. They look after the musta'abat, those actions that are commendable, then the sunnahs will be protected. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives the command in Quran Sharif, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. The word that is used is أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةَ. Allah Pak doesn't say sallu, the perform namaz. The command is given to establish salah. What do you mean by establishment of salah? Is that muhaddithin and commentators of Quran say that iqamatu salah, establishment of salah, means to perform salah with all the farais, all the wajibs, all the sunnats, and all the mustahabbat. Once you perform your salah in that manner, then you have performed namaz, otherwise you haven't performed salah. You haven't performed salah. Man taraka salah, hadith sharif says more or less, that the person man aqama salah faqad aqama ad-deen, wa man tarakaha faqad hadama ad-deen. How kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person man aqama salah faqad aqama ad-deen. The word used is aqama, same aqimu salah. That person who has established salah has established deen. And that person who's left it out, what is left out? The establishment of salah has destroyed deen. Not just performing salah, establishing salah. The Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, halakat, destruction. Also, wail refers to a pit of Jahannam. For destruction, Jahannam, for who? لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. For those that are just performing namaz. Curse for them. They're performing namaz, but Allah's curse on them. Although they're performing salah, they're only performing. What do you say? But don't perform. Be real. It's only performing. Is that establishing namaz? So we might use the word perform salah, but the correct word is to establish salah. You have to understand this point. Because years is coming out now, life is coming out, we're only performing still. We're still performing. So a drama. Life is on drama, and part of it is performing here in the masjid also. Salah has to become a reality. We have to establish the namaz. That is why our Hazrat is saying also for the masturat at home, how are they performing the namaz? Are we asking them? How many men doesn't have even the courage to ask the women folk at home, are they performing their namaz? Are they establishing their namaz? So they're performing namaz, but their mind is now in the kitchen. Oven is on. Did you put the kettle on? Did this happen? That happened? This make half, one and a half salam. Already shouting at the helper. You iron the clothes. Where is your mind is in namaz or is it on the ironing board? It should be now the full sirat under the ironing board. You're standing on the full sirat right now when you're standing on for salah. So here the Quran Sharif says performance of salah means iqamatu salah. The person who has established salah in his life, he has established complete deen. Deen will come into his life. And the person who left out establishment of salah, he has destroyed deen. His life is destroyed. So the whole effort of life is to get my namaz correct. Something very important. That is why we tell the brothers, when you're going for Umrah, are you performing salah in Madinah al-Munawwara, the Rawda? Are you performing or are you establishing? Sahib al-Qabr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dweller of the Qabr, inhabitant of the Qabr in Rawda Sharif, he gave the direct command, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. I'm giving you, commanding you, perform salah as you see me performing salah. I'm standing right there, but I'm reading my own salah, my own style, my own tartib. How I taught my son to do certain things, how the wife taught the daughter how to bake, she says, otherwise, how upset she gets. How I taught you. The Hindu stars also will tell the students, how I taught you to read. Now imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, perform salah as I told you to perform salah. That's why even Umrah also, is it just a, we go for ziyarat, it's a tour. If you understand from our akabir what Umrah was about, then the reality is you think now, should I go, shouldn't I go? Because it's taxing, it's draining, I have to give everything. There's no time for here and there. That is real Umrah. I'm going to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I should be making salat and salam after every namaz if possible, or at least three times in a day, eating three meals a day. So I should go make salam at least thrice a day. Otherwise I'm just performing salah back to the hotel. So the hotel becomes now the markaz, from them operating. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to operate from the masjid. They used to operate from the masjid. The riwayat in the Hayat al-Sahaba also, about a mushrik that became a sahabi thereafter, radiallahu anhu. Then it's mentioned about him, the long incident. Then he had an idol that he used to keep. He had like a temple in the house and he used to worship the idol. And somehow they tried to deter him, so throw the idol out, he brought it back again. And finally the idol spoke out, Allah Ta'ala gave it the power of speech. And what the idol told him, the word used here also, that the period and the time of the Ahlul Masjid has come. Ahlul Masjid. The time of the people of the Masjid has come, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made hijjah to Madinatul Munawwara. There the word used by the idol also, that the time of the people of the Masjid has come. This ummah are people of the Masjid, not people of the hotel room or the house or the business. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to operate from the Masjid. 8 hours is to give to the Masjid, then from there they used to give 8 hours to the house, 8 hours to the business. This was the tertib of life, one third, one third, one third. When he came to the wealth, it was same thing also. One third was spent on Duyufur Rahman, Duyufur Deen. The guests that would come to Medina Munawwara, the guests of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the guests of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they would give everything and host them. They would host them. Hayatu Sahaba riwayat also. Comes in Hayatu Sahaba, the narration. One Sahabi took 80 people home to feed them. From the masjid, Nabi of Allah made tashkil, and he said, I'm prepared to take them. 80 of them he took home. We take 10 already, you know what will happen. He took 80 of them. Simple. How was it simple? Food was simple. No doom-dam. There was nothing now which was takalluf. Sahaba ikram wa qallu takallufan. They were absolutely informal. No formalities in their life. The plate has to be like this, the cutlery has to be like that, and the cup has to be like that. It was absolutely simple. That was the beauty of Sahaba. That is the beauty of Sahaba. We have spoiled that. And we found beauty in something else. So that was the beauty of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he would take into his house 10 by 10. 10 would eat, they would leave, the next Jamaat will come. They would eat, they would leave, next Jamaat will come. And there was barakat in the food. Because their hearts were linked to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all their wealth would go in the path of Allah upon the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the second avenue would be they would spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever taqaza of deen came, demand of deen. What was left over was spent on the family. The desire of ulama clarified this point. Sahaba ikram were not poor. They were very well to do. Very well to do. Maybe they didn't have cash, but they had orchards. They did enough of khajur and dates. Yes, some of them were living in poverty, but by and large they were well to do, but they emptied their coffers. They emptied their pockets and they spent in the path of Allah. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he kept all the money by him, he would have plenty of wealth. But everything was spent, was spent, was spent. So what we say, they made themselves poor for them. They made them, they had plenty, but they made themselves poor by spending in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This was the tartib of their life. Their spending, the tartib of their day also, the sequence. This is the pattern. This was the roster for the day. 8 hours to the masjid, 8 hours to the home and the family, and 8 hours was given to the business and dunya. But if the taqaza of the masjid increased, then that took preference over everything else. We have Akabir saying also that in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you had to go to any of the homes and tap the door, example, guest, and you ask the masturat and the women, sahabiyat, where's the sahabi? What they would say? He's in the masjid. When he's coming home, we don't know. He might not even come also. He might have naqad tashkil, cash tashkil. Not cash, a credit card, but immediate tashkil in the path of Allah. He's gone. Today now, we already checked. What time you coming home? What time you doing this? What time you doing that? So all, everything besides the masjid, you got proper tartib. But for the masjid time, there's no tartib. Lunch is this time, breakfast this time, supper this time, feeding this time, and then time, the wife will see also on herself supper this time. The day must come and she must ask, they'll be reading our tabarak this time also, waqiyah this time, zuru this time, takbir ula, you got yours. So that should be the talk. That should be the talk in our homes. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. But this was the tartib and the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This now you bring back home, go for Umrah, that should be the tartib. Then the room is only bed and breakfast, that's it. We're just boarding and lodging. Otherwise I'm in the masjid, sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting in the Haram Sharif, looking at Baytullah. And back home, the same thing comes back home. Now you're going for Umrah, and we're doing so much in the Haram, and then we come back home, and then it just goes to zero. There was easy to give 4 hours. Now I can't give him 50 minutes to the masjid. So it was just one tour. There were no niyats made. And those that want to go also, then already preparation starts from here.
Not after you go there. Preparation already starts before I go. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. It wasn't our topic of discussion. But Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and to prepare for and to understand our deen and the commands of deen and the categories of deen, inshallah. Continuing with this beautiful kitab, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we began the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Shaheed. Al-Shaheed, the witness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness. Allah ta'ala knows the unseen, what is hidden, what is apparent. This is all in the knowledge of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you say Allah knows the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is hidden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Alim, Allah is Khabir, Allah is Shaheed. Different levels of Allah ta'ala's knowledge. And beyond our comprehension also. Before we can think of it, Allah ta'ala knows already. What's hidden within the bosoms, Allah ta'ala knows. How the eyes are treacherous also and look at haram, Allah is all aware. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all informed, all aware, all knowledgeable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses everything. So here Hazrat explains, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat and quality of witnessing and knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Sharif, سَنُورِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We discuss these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we get التعرف على الله. So we recognize our Allah. We know our Allah. Ask a youngster about cars and see how he knows it. He tell you how many was 0 to 100, how many kilowatts, whatever. He knows all the specs. And he can speak for hours about cars. The latest model, the latest this, the latest that. But ask him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can't speak. Mu'min, the one that believes in Allah, doesn't know Allah. Doesn't know Allah, so Allah has just become a five-letter word in his life. But there's no reality. There's a five-letter word, that is Allah. I just know that, but who Allah is? What are the qualities of my Allah? What are the attributes of my Allah? What is the beauty of my Allah? How I should know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How to get near to Allah. How to get dear to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The more we listen, the more we will speak, the more it will come into our hearts. We speak about the unseen over and over again. We hear about it. Till in our moments of ghaflat and unmindfulness, then at that moment, Allah ta'ala comes to mind quickly again. Not that it goes on for long period of time. I got involved in sin and guna and is carrying on now. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I can't come back to my senses. That he shows that iman has gone so weak, the marifat of Allah is so weak also. Have a recognize my Allah. That to get back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is just as easy. Just make tawbah and come back. Have a recognize my Allah. The forgiveness of my Allah, the rahmat of my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that to become the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very easy. Zakim sahib rahimullah will say, ya muttaqi banna bohut mushkil hai. To become muttaqi and pious is very difficult. Then he would say, well, find a lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whose hand you can hold and show you the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then to become muttaqi and pious will not become easy, but will become enjoyable. You'll enjoy the path to Allah. I'll be waiting for that moment where the path to Allah ta'ala becomes so enjoyable. So enjoyable, as Hakim Sahib used to say, that what enjoyment they're finding in haram and in israf and wasting their time and their wealth and their health and their families, and they think they're enjoying life, a time will come in my life, in your life, that without all those things I'll enjoy my life more than them also. I don't have to do these things to enjoy my life. Today we're looking for a better enjoyment. The friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Jeeb subhanallah, Zakim Sahib will say rahimahullah. He will say that the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah, sitting on one piece of sack that is torn, and a broken fan, panka, how is making noise, irritating you also. And he's thinking the name of Allah tabarak, what enjoyment he's feeling right now on that torn sack, in the heat also, and the fan is making a noise, the enjoyment he'll get sitting there, and thinking the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You see, even the kings of the world and emperors sitting on their thrones, trying to balance their crowns on their necks, what enjoyment he will get, they can't even match it. They won't even taste it. And they have nothing of dunya. But the enjoyment they're experiencing. The enjoyment they're experiencing because the heart is not connected to the enjoyments of dunya, the heart is connected to the creator of the enjoyments. To the supplier. To the supplier. I know the supplier. You're just the retailer. Or you're the end consumer. I already know the supplier. Although this person might not have anything, but he knows the supplier, he is my friend. He is my friend. In the same way, when Allah will become the friend, then without all these things of dunya, I'm enjoying myself. In the masjid, I'm just willing to get back after Fajr, my Quran tilawah, dhikr, some morning fikr, going through gush, speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enjoyment! What enjoyment! Those kuffar, they don't even understand what this is about. But now, Hazrat says, monkey see, monkey do. We see them, must be something enjoyable, must be something nice. And then, unfortunately, here Hazrat tells us also, then now we go to the ulama-i-karam, and then we say, but there is leeway in Sharia for some sport and some playing, some entertainment, so look for some avenues, halal entertainment. Hazrat says, maaf karna, forgive us, we didn't study 6 years to wreck our brains for your halal entertainment. We didn't study Hadith and Quran to look avenues for your halal entertainment. We studied Hadith, Quran, Tafsir and Fiqh to take you to the creator of the entertainment. Not to look for avenues for you. To waste your life and to while you completely become oblivious of everything. Now the garment will change. To the extent, Hazrat says also, the Mawlvi Sahib also, we can't recognize him on the beach. He's got one cap on and the cap is also the wrong side. As I say, he's wearing the cap the wrong side and got the Ray-Bans on it also. So you're walking behind him, but you think now he's walking towards you. But which way he's walking? You're confused now. The glass is supposed to be in the front on his eyes, but he's on the cap of this side. And when he goes to namaz also, then he just puts the cap other way around. So he just makes things like Sharia cabriolet now. Open top, close top, come to the masjid. You see, Imam Sahib, what happened to you? He's chilling out, holiday now. So far from the masjid, sunnahs to have gone. Ghaflat. The halal entertainment, mubah, is permissible. All is permissible, permissible. We know what's happening. That's why we say, look after the mustahabbat, look after the mustahab, you look after the sunnahs. Look after the sunnah, you look after the fara'is. Look after the wajibat. Look after the wajibat, you look after the fara'is. In the same way, once you drop it to just permissible, what was completely sharia compliant, this totally we went away from it, this is permissible, that is permissible, then you went to makruh, went into makruhat, and slowly from makruhat you go to haram after that. Then the heart becomes so hard, then we look down on people of deen. Then we say, you must get a life, man, they don't know what dunya is about. You must get a life, this is life, this is enjoyment. Where are they sitting in? They're sitting at home now, they don't even know what life is about. You must get a life. But they don't understand that he is wasting his life. Hazrat Kim Sahib said, Rahmatullah Alayhi, you think you are passing life, you won't pass your life, you'll fail life. You won't pass, you'll fail, you fail life. Your life came out, khasirat dunya wal akhirah. He lost dunya and he lost akhirat also. So speaking about and discussing these names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is to recognize Allah. Recognize Allah to the extent that the way I completely enjoy being obedient to Allah. I find enjoyment in it. Being the slave of Allah, I just enjoy it. I want to be the slave of Allah. I want to take the name of Allah. I want to take out time, make the dhikr of Allah. I want to be in seclusion with my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is true muhabbat and love. Where a person comes to the level now, that really I just want to be on my own and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the moment I just enjoy it. Sitting with the family, speaking about deen, speaking about, unfortunately now, deen becomes a bitter topic. Hazrat says also that if you want to chase a guest away, if you want to chase a unwelcome guest away, they start talking deen a little bit. They say, I think I'm getting late now, I have to leave. Now he's uncomfortable. And if you just put your hand in your pocket, you got the tashkil book, he say, no, hold on now. I got another taqaza right now. Just talk deen only. Just talk deen and already uncomfortable. Inna lillahi. How can he be a mu'min? That's enjoyable to him. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and all these riwayat come in Hayat al-Sahaba. That is why we're telling the brothers week after week, come for Friday night Shab Guzari, after Isha at least, and listen to the lives of Sahaba, what their daily life was about, and what my life is about. Where they used to meet in the marketplaces, they used to meet in the on the streets of Medina Mano in the gullies. And you see, Najlis, Sa'atan, Mujaddidu Imanana, let's sit down a little while, let's revive, renew our Iman. Today, unfortunately, even the Jamaat comes to my workplace now, now we give them a stiff look. Hey, I came now. Now it's busy time. Oh, there's no time for you. I'll see you in the masjid. I'll see you in the masjid. Now we get irritated with the Jamaat that come. Why are they doing us a favor? They're coming with a whole army of Malaika right now. They're coming with a whole army of Malaika right now to take you out from darkness into light and noor. They're doing me a favor and free of charge. They own wealth, health, time, family to come and remind me. So therefore we welcome them with open arms. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find commonly in the riwayat, they would sit down, they would discuss, and the least they would do is they would recite. They didn't have much time, they would just recite Wal Asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. To remind one another, don't waste your time or your life will be at a loss. Illa alladhina amanu, except those that have iman. Look after your iman. Wa amilu salihat, and increase your amal, even though you're in the marketplace. Wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. And give the command and courage upon the haqq, what is the right thing, what is the true thing. And then once you start giving the da'wah of a haqq, then you will have opposition. Now make sabr and be patient. Sometimes the family, sometimes the children, sometimes the parents, sometimes siblings. Now, you're getting too heavy. You're getting too heavy. You're getting too holy. But if you tell them now, you're getting too loose. They say, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? But deen becomes too heavy. And dunya, nobody says enough dunya now. But deen, you say, take it easy now. Take it easy with deen. But dunya, why we don't take it easy with dunya? So it shows how the mind has been colonized. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So all these beautiful names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we read them, we discuss them, so we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that now I want to become the true slave of Allah. I want to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to enjoy my life in those things where Allah ta'ala has kept true enjoyment. Where there is real enjoyment, that is where I want to enjoy myself. Shouldn't be that I enjoy myself in all the avenues where there is no reward, there is nothing. It's just now mubah, permissible, kuffar, they have prepared a certain avenue for some amount of fun and play. Lahu wa la'ib. Quran calls it lahu wa la'ib. Entertainment and play. Entertainment and play. And my life is coming out in that. And how many? Yet to Hazrat says, good people. Good people are getting attracted to all these avenues. That I've got time now to go for that pedal. I've got time to do this twice a week. But I can't give 45 minutes to walk in the path of Allah to knock somebody's door to remind him of Allah. Only 45 minutes, so heavy. But myself, I'll walk now 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers. But for 45 minutes, like Quran Sharif also, Quran Sharif with the Hafiz al-Quran, oh, myself also to open the Quran Sharif. Quran is such a light book, but so heavy to open. But the cell phone, I'll give heavy hours, long hours on it. So it shows the iman is so weak, I can't pick up Quran, I can't open Quran Sharif. But everything else, now I'm finding enjoyment in it. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, سَنُورِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. Soon we will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power, we will show them. So we have to have our eyes open, eyes of the heart. And here, Hazrat calls the ayat of Quran Sharif, فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ الْقُلُوبُ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ. Why don't they travel out? Why don't they travel out on the earth? So they may have hearts. قُلُوب. So they may have hearts. يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. That means of which they can understand. The heart is understand. That my life is coming out now ill, just wasting my time and my resources. Let them travel out and see the outcome of the people of before. Those that wasted their lives, where are they right now? What has happened to them? So they have قُلُوبُ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. So that the ears may become real ears, that they can listen. What is the haqq and what is the truth? And the heart can accept it. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ. Allah says, because verily the eyes do not become blind, rather the hearts become blind. The hearts become blind. So the heart is blind. There's locks on my heart. So the reality is, if I can't see the reality of something, here's the obedience of Allah, this is the enjoyment of life. When I'm finding it now, enjoying myself and everything besides the sunnah. This we mentioned many a times. That we all like likes, like, subscribe, like if I have some channel, or I open a website, or open how many hits I got, how many likes I have. But when it comes to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they on that website or that channel, I put in dislike. I don't like. Your hairstyle, dislike. Parada, dislike. I don't like it. I like that other channel. I like that other style. I like the other style of hat and topi. I like that type of pants. Yours, dislike. But if you ask a person, no, I don't mean it like that. But that's what it means. That's what it means. It's like now telling the wife that you're very pretty, but see how that lady ties her burqa, I like it like that. How she'll take it? You say I'm beautiful, but you like her style. You like everything about me. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we love everything about him. Study his sirat and fall in love and want to be like him also. So here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, we will show them. So the hearts become blind. فَتَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ لَا So the hearts become blind, which are الَّذِي فِي الصُّدُورِ which are within the bosom. The heart is gone blind. I can't see the reality right now. My life is coming out 30 years, 40 years, and I can't see the reality. The eyes of the heart is still blind. I haven't understood properly as yet. And the nuqsan, my dear brothers, the nuqsan and the harm right now is going to next generation. And next generation. And we're losing our generations right now. They're putting them in avenues, in schools, in education facilities. We are blinding their hearts even more. They're blinding their hearts even more, and we're paying for it also. Premium we're paying. Premium for 8 hours, they're discussing everything. Now leave discussing, besides Allah, discussing deen in an incorrect manner. Jahale murakkab, double jahalat. Person thinks, I know, but you know the wrong thing. But he says, no, it's the right thing. Now how are you going to explain to him now? We went to that time schools where it was a non-Muslim school. We knew this was haram is haram. Non-Muslim, non-Muslim. Now within the Muslims also, the boys are talking. As I mentioned before, 2 Hafiz boys discussing during break time. They just finished the lesson on Darwin's theory. 2 Hafiz al-Quran, the Bahad al-Quran Sharif, but the hearts are blind. And they are discussing all his theories and they say, but it makes absolute sense. Darwin's theory that our great-great-grandfather was a monkey, it makes sense. Against Quran Sharif. Now how blind the heart has become. How blind, and we pay for it. And the reality is the parents are going to pay in the qabr for it also. They're going to pay in the qabr for it. We have to wake up from our slumber. We can't carry on with the system of kufr. But we're losing the next generation. We're losing the next generation, although we know everything. But then we see the parents bringing their little boy to the masjid. Look at his haircut. What does he know? He doesn't know better. My mother likes it like this. His pants below the ankles. The mother bought him that. Oh, if they're below the ankles, above the knee. Come Sunday's over time. So what is the sunnah lifestyle? What is the correct thing? Either his hair is 2 lengths, or that 5-year-old still got his baby hair, is all over his face, he can't make sajda properly also. Topi not sitting on his head, because the mother doesn't want to cut his hair. So he keep his baby hair. For who, I don't know. And we don't understand, he's making their hearts blind, that he is blind his heart, he's going to love that hair more than anything else. You teach him to love himself. He's going to love himself, don't touch my hair. Don't tell me this, don't tell me that. All this you're putting into the children, into their hearts, and you're blinding their hearts even more. Bring sunnah in their life. Look in the kitabs, the amal of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, more than often was, even for the little girls, they would boil them completely till they're almost 5-6 years old. This we saw in Darul Uloom also. So the hair grows thick. For the boys, they will never keep the hair. Till the boy becomes, until he gets married. And many youngsters keep Zulfa also. wants to keep zulfa. It's a grow zulfa. So once he gets married, then he takes it out. But what happened now? He said, now too much work now. Wash my hair every time. But now before marriage, why you keep it zulfa? Now's the time to keep it. How much sincerity he has under the topi right now? How much sincerity I'm keeping it only because it is sunnah. As a mashayikh, when to keep it? All the sunnah they got to do with their outer decoration, etc. There's time for it. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, from 40 onwards he got nubuwat. The mashayikh will tell you when you must start keeping it, when you must do this, when you must do that. But the hearts have become blind. And now we're blinding the children also. They don't even know what is real life, what is the truth. They don't even know what is the truth, what is real life. So therefore we have to wake up from the slumber and recognize and understand who is my Allah, how loyal I should be to my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If Allah gives the command, I have to do it. There's no need to put any reasoning. This is the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I put my head down to it. Because the reality is, whatever I have, is not mine, He gave it to me. I'm only a slave. It's only borrowed to me. It's only borrowed, and tomorrow Allah can take it away. Nothing is mine. So everything belongs to Him. If I understand and I recognize this, then I live in fear, ya Allah. Shukr to you. Shukr. I live shakirana mizaj. I have a temperament of shukr and shukr and shukr and appreciative to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The wealth, the health, the beauty, the home, the car. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. You just allowed me to transfer it into my name, but it belongs to you. So I can't do what I want with it. It's not my life. The way I am living right now is my life. Is that my life? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to teach us how to open the locks of the heart and to make the hearts see what is the reality of life. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, soon we will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power in the horizons and in themselves. We will show them. But whether we are going to see it, whether we have open eyes of the heart to see it. Now here Hazrat says also, when it comes to the kuffar, they are studying the universe. They got telescope and they got this scope and that scope and telescope, and what are they not seeing? They see everything besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They see everything. They got scan now, even for the unborn child, they see the child, the gender, everything else, but they don't see Allah tabarak. Allah's qudrat is at work right now. But they don't see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our conditions become the same also. We don't see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala anything. This is eating, drinking, kalan'am, Quran says. This is like animals carrying on. No shukr, no bismillah, no du'as, no fear. It's just fun. It's just fun. It's just one show. So the kuffar are just the same also. They're just carrying on like that. They're just carrying on. They don't see anything. Allah is showing, but they're not even seeing, not even registering. That is why we have to sit in the company of the pious. We will see what open eyes they have. And what would they see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Everything they look at, they take a lesson, they take a lesson, they take a lesson. And this is the reality, this is the reality, this is the reality. Whether in the food, whether in the sleep, whether they're sitting in the masjid, whether they're traveling. And everything, they're looking with the eye of iman. They're looking at the eye of iman like how the businessman, when he's sitting in the shop, where his eyes are. That man's pocket. How to get the money out of his pocket? Because the money mustn't stay in his pocket, must come into my pocket. That's how we do the effort of deen. That's how we do the effort of deen. This man should be in the masjid. The master shouldn't be in the shop. There's a mu'min who's looking with the eyes of iman. That to get this man and make him a jannati also. How many? Sulaiman Jandi Sahib, rahimahullah, who should be Nizamuddin. An amazing person he was, rahmatullah alayhi, passed away going for Umrah and Ihraf, Medina, Munawwara also. And he would say, once he was sitting in Nizamuddin, he asked an old man, say, kahan se aaye hain? Where you come from? He knew the answer to give now. Say, the gham he came from, the town he came from. So his bayan was questions and answers. Kahan se aaye hain? Jannat se aaye hain. He came from Jannat, isn't it? Oh Buddha, say, oh old man, Jannat se aaye hain. Wapas jana hai? So you want to go back, isn't it? He says, yeah, what is jana hai? So you know your last 10 surahs with tajweed? He says, nahi. So you know, go jannat, hurul as wa meher, what are you going to give her? She said, read your last 10 surahs. You don't know, what meher are you going to get? What meher are you going to give her? So you better go now in the path of Allah. Learn your tins for us. At least you can give us some meher at least. Otherwise you're going to see, but you can't do anything. You can see, nice from far, but can't touch. He said, go learn your tins for us properly with the jweed. He said, inshallah. He said, when? You're going to go before maut or after maut? Now he's going to answer this. No, before maut. When maut is going to come? Can't give answer. If you go now then, if you go now and learn it. Then he says, wapas jana hai, magar akela nahi. If you go back to Jannah, but you're not going alone. Can't go alone, because you belong to the ummah. You take the whole ummah back. Not just my family, my family, my family. If you take the whole ummah back, whole ummah is your family. Not only your family, your children. But you've got to worry about everybody. Because you belong to the ummah. That is why the ulama have 10 questions for that person who goes to Rawdah Mubarak. 10 questions to ask himself. That who have I come to? What am I doing here? What is the purpose of standing here before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have I come in the capacity of an ummati or a haji? What are the qualities of a perfect haji or a mu'tamir, person making umrah? What are the qualities of a perfect haji or a person making umrah? What are the deficiencies? About 10 questions they put to you so you understand why. In what capacity am I standing here in Medina Munawwara? Am I welcome right now? You come only for yourself. You come only for yourself, they are half welcome for you. Because this was a city where the cry in every home was for the ummah. Wasn't for myself, nafsi, nafsi. You come only for yourself, then you can understand how welcome you are right now. But this city was a city of crying. The city of fikr and crying. This is the reality. This is the reality of these places. Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. So this has, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, soon we will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power in the horizons and in themselves. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was once in an aeroplane, and there was a scientist next to him, and they began discussing. Mufti Shafi Sahib, great alim of note, of deen, Ma'arif al-Quran is his tafsir, 8 volumes, began discussing. So that person, highly qualified in dunya, so he recognized after discussing with Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the man is a great alim. So he asked him, he says, we the non-Muslims have made effort on the soil, on steel, on iron, on this and that. We've done all these things in dunya, technology. To the extent now we've gone to the moon also. You Muslims, you see, are the best of people. What have you all given to the people? What have you all invented, discovered? Like we went to the bottom of the ocean, we went right to the moon, etc. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned to him, he says, you all were stuck on the moon, we've gone to the creator of the moon. This is the eyes of the heart. He was talking with reality. When I put my head down, I'm already the creator of the moon. And the Badri Alam also, the full moon of the world is in Medina Munawwara, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's our moon also, more beautiful than the moon. So you're only stopped there, the moon, we've gone beyond that. We'll tell you who created the moon. We'll tell you who, and who's sustaining the moon, who's keeping it in his orbit also. Quran speaks about it. At one time he was saying that the earth is flat, or the earth is oval, or the earth is like this. You're still not sure what the earth is. We'll tell you. Then at one time they say that the earth is only moving, and everything else is stagnant. Or the earth is stagnant, the moon and the stars and the sun is moving. Now they say, no, it's not like that. Quran says, كُلُّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. All these heavenly bodies have their own orbit, they all are moving. We'll tell you about it. You still have to go and discover it. We already will tell you before you discover it. But this is when you have eyes of the heart. When you have eyes of the heart, then we'll see the signs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, another ayat of Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ. How many signs of mine يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In the skies and the earth, you pass upon them. هُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. But they just turn away, they don't see anything in it. They don't say anything in it. I'm showing you my signs, but you don't see anything. It just shows now the heart has become so dead that I can't see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala anything around me. I can't see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in anything around me. Whereas the Prophet says, Ya Allah, you are behind hundreds and thousands, lakho parde ki piche. Yalla, you are behind hundreds and thousands of veils. But then to Yalla, your beauty is so apparent. Then to your beauty is so, I still see you. I still see your beauty everywhere. Although you are hidden from the eye, but then too I see your beauty everywhere. That is when the eyes of the heart is open. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that we will show them our signs of our oneness and complete power in the horizons and in themselves. Afaq is a plural of ufuq. This refers to the lowest level of the sky. Allah says, I will show you my signs in the lowest level of the sky. Here the meaning of afaq is every corner of the universe. That is, ponder over all the minute and mega creations in the universe. Example, the creation of the earth, the heavens, and whatever is between them. And right now we find the archaeologists, and they're going out at sea, and they're going way and way, and they're looking what's in the earth, and what's in the earth, they're finding deposits here and deposits there. So much Allah Baqa is still kept within the earth that we haven't exhausted as yet. But they don't see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we discovered something. What they discovered? We got ma'rifat of something. What they got ma'rifat of more dunya. And blinded them more. We recognize Allah. Allah has kept it there. That what we found, some deposits of gold in this country or deposits of this that country, is only a sign that Allah has put so much in the dunya and earth till Qiyamah Allah will feed still. And you're living in the fear of population. What do you call it? Overpopulation of the world. That the world cannot sustain the population right now. So systematically now we have to kill so many people every year. They're all theories they have now. But Allah is showing. There is so much Allah has kept. This is now at the eyes of the heart. So Allah says, I will show you. In the creation of the earth, the heavens, and whatever is between them, they all testify to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the fact that His knowledge and power is all encompassing. And to His uniqueness, how unique Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is in His creation and His power. Even closer is man's own life and body. Look at each limb and all the intricate and delicate mechanisms working therein for the ease and comfort of man. Such arrangements have been made which baffles the mind. This delicate machinery is fashioned so resolutely and firmly that for 70 to 80 years it never needs replacing. Subhanallah. The car, you know, this is 5-year warranty. After 5 years, he knows now it's finished. He starts giving problems. Or they say, lifetime warranty. So he has to say, lifetime warranty refers to your life or the life of the item. They can't tell you now. Whose life? Lifetime warranty. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Discussing from the kitab, evil glances, is called evil glances, bad nazri. And this bad nazri, evil glances, to understand the gravity of it and how deep it is, my dear brothers. You see, in Quran and Hadith, sometimes terms are used, but then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala highlight certain things, that these things are really detrimental. Example, in Quran Sharif you will find musibat, fa asabakum, Allah Ta'ala afflicted them. But only one thing Allah Ta'ala uses, musibatul maut. That maut is a calamity. So the greatest calamity is maut. Why? So ulama explain, why is it calamity? Because what ma'rifat you can attain of Allah before maut, you can't get after maut. What ma'rifat of Allah you can get before maut, where you can enjoy in the love of Allah in this worldly life, you can't get in the qabr after maut. It's too late. You lost it. The sweetness of Quran tilawat, the sweetness of salah, the sweetness of taking the name of Allah, the sweetness of talking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the sweetness of leaving one's home and sleeping on the floor, and crying in the dead of the night, that you will not get in the qabr. That's why maut is a calamity. That now you lost the boat. It sailed away, it's gone. You had the opportunity, you had 40 years, 50 years, 70 years, but you didn't make effort on the heart, the whole life came out blind. Now maut came, is a calamity. You can't go back now. How in Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala depicts it. Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul maut. When maut will come to one of you, one of them. Qala, he will say, Rabbi irji'un, O Allah. Return me, send me back. Why la'alli a'malu salihan, so that I may do one good action, salihan, one good action. Fima tarak, which I left behind. I just want to do one good action, just one more. Kalla, never, you can't go back. Just that one 3 days I wanted to give, I'm saying I'm going to go, I'm going, 4 months in a lifetime, I'll go. Now when the reality opens up, yalla, I just want to go, hit that 4 months now. You already hit down, you're gone now, finished. We gave you so many years, but you never committed. We had all the chance in the world, rosy is written for you already, but you're running behind it. That's why we say it's a mad race. Why you say the rat race? Because you're chasing something that's chasing you. The rose is chasing you and you're chasing it. Allah says it will catch you, but you're chasing something that is chasing you. And deen is independent, doesn't need you. Allah is ghani, Allah is independent. His deen is independent, Quran is independent. You have to come forward. You have to commit and Allah will open doors. So when it comes to maut, it's a calamity. Why is a calamity? Because what you can achieve before maut, after maut is too late. Hazrat mentioned an incident also, one of our great akabir, where he made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, even in my qabr, give me chance to read Quran Sharif. Then he would enjoy his Quran tilawat. So after he passed away, Sahib al-Kashf, pious person passing his qabr, Allah ta'ala opened the qabr to him and he saw this buzruk sitting there reading Quran Sharif in his qabr. Subhanallah. How fortunate. So Allah Ta'ala allowed them to converse. So when he says Subhanallah, this person in the qabr heard it. He said, how fortunate you are. How fortunate you are. I finished 30,000 khatams in the qabr. But you want Subhanallah, who has more reward than my 30,000 khatams. There's no reward for this. You want Subhanallah, because you're still walking on the earth. You still have life in you. I already tasted death, I can make khatam upon khatam, is just enjoyment but no reward. No reward at all. This is the value of life we have right now. A one moment is so precious. One moment is so precious. So that Allah Ta'ala highlights maut. When he comes to bad nazri, evil glance. Evil glances, Sharia, how does Sharia term this or regard this or portray the glance of insan? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that an-nadharu sahmu iblis al-masmoom. What can it is? Masmoom. Masmoom means poisonous. The evil glance is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Poisonous. Understand what is poisonous? The evil glance is a poisonous arrow. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain this. Had this explained to the brothers already. When you say poisonous arrow, it means a poison enters into the heart. And this poison is absolutely lethal. The most lethal and fatal poison in a person's life is an evil glance. What is the tongue? Bad language. Music. Going to haram avenues, drugs, etc. It's all on its place. The person will make tawbah still. He'll become sober and say, my life is coming out. But bad nazri, he get old, he can't, person will lose his wealth, he can't afford drugs anymore. He can't make zina anymore. He lost his manpower. But the eye, as I said, 80-year-old man, had a heart attack, has to go for triple bypass, sitting in the ICU in the hospital, it is cold as a deep freeze, but looking at the nurse too. Bhaji, what you can do? But he still wants to look. He still wants to look. How poisonous this thing is. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say that this poisonous arrow is so lethal and so dark and so poisonous, sometimes it goes into the heart deep. And the words Hazrat Hakim Sahib was used, he says 10 inches, 20 inches, 10 centimeters deep, 20 centimeters deep, 5 centimeters deep. It depends now on your upbringing, what you're looking at when you were small. If you're exposed to all this haram, then your heart hasn't even healed as yet, you haven't made islah as yet, you haven't started treatment as yet, and you carry on looking and looking and looking. And the heart is bleeding with haram, haram, and that poison is so lethal and so dark, that this is one of the only poisons in a person's life that will deprive him of iman the time of mort. It will deprive him. It will deprive him, it will take him away. Just the eye only. Just the eye will deprive him of iman. Because this is something he won't make tawbah from. Zina he'll make tawbah. Riba he'll make tawbah. But the enjoyment is such the shaitan zuyina. You see, has been beautified. The lust for women. And he wants to look, and he wants to look, and he wants to look, and he's going deeper and deeper. The entire, the spiritual blood that's flowing in his heart has become dark. And then, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that eye has become so polluted. Take the seven oceans of the world, times seven also, cannot clean his eyes and his heart. Has become so dark. Now he needs a ICU treatment for a good amount of time. Go and sit in the company, and Zakim Sahib says, only one ilaj. There's only one treatment to get rid of this poison, is the dhikr of Allah consistently. Daily dhikr of Allah. Allah, 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 till that nur of Allah's muhabbat comes in the heart and the darkness. لِيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Quran tilawat and dhikrullah. Quran tilawat and dhikrullah. And speaking about Allah, speaking till the nur of iman comes into the heart. This is the evil glance. It's not something which is, we just say evil glance. But there's a poison in it. And to understand how poisonous it is, see the young boy, the young girl. He just saw the girl one time, or she saw him one time, and her heart fluttered. She fluttered all of a sudden. He just told her, I got feelings for you, I like you. And her heart went. 18, 19 years she lived with her father. Now she was run away with this boy. You don't even know where he's in a dumper. How he's look after her. My father got me my own room, looked after me 18 years, 19 years. Even the boy also, he's in safe haven. But now he got captured, the heart is sold. He's prepared to give up everything, just on one nazar, one glance only. They prepare to give up everything halal, everything that is comfortable right now, just for one glance of his. And then Hazrat says, even worse than that, is when a man, for no valid Shari'i reason, now his heart goes towards another woman, he's married already, the second woman, the poison is the worst of poisons. Now you try to talk him out of it, for what? You've got five, six, you've got five children, you've got a house, you've got a family, your wife is going to hurt, your children are going to be, they're going to be also disturbed. Nothing, you can't hear anything right now. The heart is dead. The poison has penetrated into every recess of his heart, spirituality. He can't think of anything else. I just need to marry this woman, no matter what it is. Whether my wife suffers, whether children suffer, whether they take the house, whether this, I just need to do this. Try and talk to him, but where he started from? The eyes. The eyes are safe, then his family is safe, children are safe, his muhabbat, the wife is safe. And so too the woman also. For them it's just a detrimental. Mahesh Patel Sahib Rahimullah will give the example always. That the person like this cricket. I tell his wife, come sit with me, watch a little bit also. Share my hobbies with me, haram hobby. So she wasn't inclined, but she started sitting with the husband till late night looking at cricket. Then what happened? She writes to Manana. She says, Manana, I didn't realize it was happening to me. And my heart got captured. Looking at these cricket players, their physique, and how fit they are, and how they run, how smart they are, that now, na'uzubillah, Allah protect us, even at the time when I'm intimate with my husband, I'm thinking of the cricket player. That is zina, tantamount to zina. I'm thinking of the cricket player. The poison got into her heart. Woman might think, now I'm safe, I can see these things now. Men are modeling this, or some watch I'm going to buy for my husband. I go online, see the men modeling some watch, or modeling some shoe, or modeling something. doesn't understand that the iman is getting affected. Iman is getting affected. This is the darkness of that evil glance. And the more we're looking at dunya, 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 the more we're scrolling, the more we're checking, the more dunya we're buying, don't understand the poison is coming, it's easy to look at haram and haram and haram. Then Hazrat will say that now, to train the eye not to look at haram, which is very attractive, now train the eye to not look even at something which is permissible. Look away from it. Person has an eye for nice cars. So I just look away. I saw one time now. I don't have to pass and look inside the car now. Slowly, slowly. Train the eye not to look. Driving also, I don't have to see who's driving that car. Look at the number plate. Try and train the eye not to look at things that I don't have to look at. That is why the best way, elders say, is when you walk in the path of Allah, you go for gush, they say that you put your eyes down, and dhikr on the tongue, and ghadde basar. Two shawls you wear. Two chadar. One chadar, one covering of ghadde basar. Your eyes are focused to the ground, and the other chadar of zikr and fikr. This walking in the path of Allah is only for gush, my dear brothers. This is a practice how you should be walking your whole life. Not only you go for gush, now we'll walk like that. This is the practice, now if I can walk like this for 45 minutes, I can walk my whole life like this, with my eyes down, and zikr, and fikr in my heart. Then Hazrat Muhammad said, Ahmad Khan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, now you're already practicing your walk on pul sirat. Now you're already practicing your walk on pul sirat. How are you going to walk now? This is your training ground already. Walking for the 45 minutes, now you're already training yourself to walk on pul sirat. Otherwise, who's going to walk like that? Nobody. Shopping mall, who walks looking down? Why you go shopping mall? To look at everything around you, window shopping. As I said, entire dunya is window shopping for Jannat. Don't get stuck in the window. And the window is so nice, we're just going to live in the window. It's only window shopping for Jannat. The reality is Jannat. So these evil glances, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to look after our eyes. For the women, for the men and our children also. We're taking them to avenues which they don't have to see. Once they saw it, they captured the heart. Now you have to go there again. Now we like it, we want to do it. Now you say, no, we can't do it. But you already showed them, they saw it, they liked it. Whether haram, whether impermissible, whether makruh. But they liked it, they liked the environment. And now you say, no, you can't do it. Remember, our elders say, that whatever we show them, the children, as they grow up, they're going to take it to a different stage, different level. Their kids will take it to a different level. Our parents, you know what level they were, what level we took it to. There's only one ilaj, one remedy, if you come back to the sunnah. Cut it out and bring our life according to Sharia. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله كريفاي وحات سوى عيز وكريم رحيم الله يلا أوبن دا عيز أبو وحات سوى الله يلا جيبا زرية التي تنستان يلا قران لسي معرفة يا محبة يا لب يلا جيبا زبين أبدا حاتين يا محبة يا لب وكريم رحيم الله ميكاس يوز become awazu Allah, yalla give us love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amal upon every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah, yalla, accept our health, our wealth, our time, our homes, our businesses, our finances, our vehicles, yalla, our families, our children, our progenies for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Yalla, make your obedience easy for us, O Mahilla. Make disobedience difficult for us, save us completely, O Mahilla. Give us a sin-free life. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a life of reality. Allah, save us from dhoka and deception of this worldly life. Allah, give us enjoyment, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, in your obedience, ya Allah, in dhikrullah, in Quran tilawat, in da'wat, in serving in your path, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Sahaba ikram would say that they found the best of best in difficulty in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, give us that enjoyment, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, purify the hearts, give us understanding of complete deen. Accept our households, oh Allah, make us your obedient slaves and servants. Make us amongst your friends, ya awliya, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us, ya Allah, from the effects of shaitan and nafs, O my Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us a life of afiyat, sihat, and salamat, and izzat. All those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifai, ajil, kamil, mustamir. Ya Allah, all those that aren't married, ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, send for them suitable spouses, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those that don't have children. And ya Allah, you know, in your knowledge is good for them, ya Allah. Give them pious and normal children, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us a life of taqwa, of iman, of amal. And your obedience, O my Allah. Be happy with us, be pleased with us. Save us from your wrath and your anger, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make us musalli, 5 times a day in the masjid. Ya Allah, our progenies, the entire ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send your help and your nusrat, O my Allah. Give hidayat, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat.
He'll give us the fikr of hidayatum. He'll give us fikr of the qabr and akhirat. Allah, it is a reality, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We'll have to come to you. We'll have to go into the qabr. We'll have to stand before you, O May Allah. Allah, make it a reality in our hearts, O May Allah. Allah, that we are working for the qabr. You are working for your deen. You are working for the akhirat. You are working to please you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a real life, a life of reality. Our wives, our children, the entire ummah. النبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.